This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Pet lovers, welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Okay, if you guys are like me, you have a dog or dog nephew or god dog or someone related to you that has a dog that gulps his food or her food, and that is not good for your dog. My guest today invented this amazing product. I can't wait to share it all with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know the expression? Cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Ryan Fong. He is the CEO and founder of Super Feedy. Welcome, Ryan.
Hi, nice to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to you. We're like half a world apart since you're in Australia and I'm in the States. But the power of technology is amazing. Ryan, can you share your background with us before we get into how you created Super Feedy?
Yeah, sure. So I've got, I've got two speed eating dogs. They eat super fast. You know, I've got a Labrador and a Cocker Spaniel. And we've tried a lot of slow feeders on the dog on the market. Some were really ineffective and then some were super complicated. And that sort of frustrated my dogs to no end. And I guess for me, that was the catalyst to go, you know, can I design something for them? Can I improve their mealtime experience? And so the idea sort of took flight in 2020 and I ran down that rabbit hole to, you know, to design a bowl that would suit them.
Okay, thanks. Exactly what is the Super Feedy? Because it's not only, you know, a slow feeder, but there's other features as well that just makes it all around amazing. Can you tell us about the Super Feedy in more detail?
You know, in terms of Super Feedy, so it's a 4-in-1 slow feeder dog bowl. So you get a big slow feeder dog bowl that comes with a suction cup. It's got a 10 cup capacity. It comes with a reversible lick mat. So you get two patterns and then it's got handles that lock into the both sides of the bowl. So that transforms the bowl into a food prep bowl and also a travel bowl. You know, we go away a lot. So the travel component of that comes in pretty handy. And I guess if you're looking at, you know, sort of the modern day dog owner, you know, everyone's looking for something that one is effective for their dog in terms of slowing them down, but also two, from an owner perspective, it's about making sure that the product fits in with their busy lifestyle. So that 4-in-1 slow feeder is essentially, I guess, more than a slow feeder dog bowl, if you like.
I'm curious. You know, I actually had this question for later, but I'm curious. What made you decide to add an anti-skid cup base?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, our dogs eat super fast. And so when a dog eats really quickly, they really attack the bowl. And so, you know, the bowl slides around a lot. And so what that means is you get a lot of messes and a lot of spills. And, you know, from a dog owner perspective, you know, we have a hard time cleaning up after them. But also it's really stressful watching your dog push the bowl around. So, you know, we've worked really hard to make sure that we can address that pain point. And having a suction cup that can stay put at mealtime, for us as dog owners with speed eating dogs, it needed to tick that box. It needed to be effective. And on the other hand is, you know, there's a lot of YouTube videos where, you know, if the slow feeder pattern is complicated, the dog would pick the bowl up and tip it over. And so it reduces that risk, of them doing that. So for us, it's about that convenience, but also just making sure that they don't mess up at mealtime and we're not stressed out at all.
Okay, thanks. First of all, it's a slow feeder. That's number one. And I know you're not a vet, but the Super Feedy does have veterinary approval. But why is it important to slow down a dog's food consumption at mealtime? And I have had some of these gulping dogs and I know the repercussions, but besides the fact that they get sick, why else is it important to just make them slow down?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the biggest issues, and, you know, so certainly talking about my dogs, is they would eat really quickly and then throw up after their meals. You know, particularly for my Labrador, she would eat really quickly and then throw up. And the Cocker Spaniel, she would have that indigestion. So you could see the pain that they would go through post the meal. And slow feeders are designed primarily to slow them down. You know, dogs inhale a lot of air as they eat food. And that causes them, you know, to feel bloated and have that indigestion at the end of it. So that's kind of, in simplistic terms, a slow feeder needs to slow them down, but it also needs to make sure that, you know, it's about finding a balance between slowing them down and frustrating them. And, you know, super feeding, the whole design premise is making sure that we can slow your dog down safely, comfortably, and we sit in the middle, you know, in terms of slow feeder dog bowl patterns, because there's some slow feeder patterns out there that are super complicated that can frustrate your dog. So, you know, it's kind of getting that balance right, but making sure that at the end of the day, we're also addressing, you know, the health issue up front and making sure that it's comfortable and safe for them.
You know, you mentioned something interesting because you said that when dogs inhale so fast, they inhale a lot of air along with their food, right?
That's right. Yes.
And inhaling air results in, it has to come out one place or the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this helps when dogs eat slow, it helps with the passing of gas. I've had dogs with those issues, not pleasant. They either vomit or sometimes, have you ever had a dog that burped?
Yes.
The air has to come out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's something that people don't think about. Humans think about it, but you don't always think about it with your dog, you know, till they pass gas and you smell it and you're like, oh, what the heck? But that's, I mean, something to really keep in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a huge educational component about how slow feeders work and how they can benefit your dog. And those are the, you know, for dog owners out there that have dogs that eat really quickly, they will understand that. And for those that don't use slow feeders or have a dog that eats really quickly, but they haven't used a slow feeder, there's an educational component that, you know, that is built into that they need to, you know, to find out more about.
I think for every 10 dogs, there's probably two that are shy eaters or slow eaters. 80% of them, the dogs I've ever met are and heard about are gulpers.
That's right. Absolutely. And I'll split into that, you know, into that category.
I don't have a lot of experience with little tiny dogs, so I'm taking that population away. But all others, 30 pounds and up, definitely gulpers. We have one more question before our break. Can you use the Super Feedy with all types of food? Because, you know, some people like, you know, to make their own. Some people like raw. Some people use kibble and raw or kibble and wet.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think from our perspective, you know, in terms of looking at one of the key design elements of Super Feedy was making sure that it was versatile. So a lot of the slow feeder dog bowls on the market, a lot of the designs are primarily focused on dry food. You know, we feed our dogs wet, raw and dry food. So we wanted to make sure that it was versatile, that the pattern was versatile, that it worked across the board. You know, that was a key design component that was an absolute must that we had to, you know, to do. Because I guess if you look at it, being a dog owner, there's other dog owners out there and we all do the same. So that's one of the key pain points that we wanted to solve is making sure that it was versatile for the variety of foods that you can feed your dog.
All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Ryan Fong. He is the CEO and creator of Super Feedy. That's a slow feeder. So, Ryan, the Super Feedy also has a really interesting feature that not everybody is aware of called a lick mat. So one of the benefits of a lick mat, besides the fact that you can be very creative and your dog have a lot of fun, it's reversible. So why did you add the lick mat and what are the benefits of having a lick mat or using a lick mat with your dog?
Yeah, so, you know, we feed our dogs wet food and raw food, and we also do desserts on a lick mat. So like things like peanut butter and yogurt and mixing that with strawberries. So that had to, I guess, work for them. But I look at the lick mat and go, you know, no one's got a reversible pattern on the market, you know, so why not come up with something that, you know, if we're going to engage our dogs, they can use the slow feeder, they can have dinner in the slow feeder, and then they can have dessert on the lick mat. But more importantly, I think if you're looking at the category, you know, the lick mat also doubles up as a lid. So we're very time poor and we go away a lot. So we make our meals in advance. So, you know, we can do meal preps for the dog and the reversible lick mat acts as a lid. So it connects onto the bowl. And then we can take it away with us. We go visit friends. We go away for the weekends. So the bowl doubles up as that travel bowl. So having that lick mat both from an enrichment perspective for dogs, but also a functional piece, you know, that gives, I guess, your modern day dog owner that it's practical, you know, for them to use in everyday life to make their lives easier.
There's one component I think you're missing. It's actually a lot of fun for the pet parent to design with. You know, decorate when you're doing the lick mat. I did it with Tilly. I had peanut butter and some pumpkin.
Yes.
You know, you'd get creative, right?
Absolutely.
It reduces stress.
Absolutely. It does. It does reduce stress.
It's like a Zen garden, but you're doing it for your dog.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the licking action for dogs, it gives them that enrichment. And it's more than just keeping them occupied. It gets their brains working. You can have a lot of fun with what you put on the lick mats. You know, you only have to look at our Instagram account and people in general that put food on lick mats. You can get as creative, and there's some really nice looking lick mats out there in terms of the recipes that people use. So yeah, definitely, you know, it's the happy place for dogs when they use lick mats.
Oh, Tilly got very happy. How easy is it to clean the Super Feedy and what sizes does it come in? So for those people that have giant dogs or tiny dogs, can the Super Feedy still work for them as well?
Yeah. So at the moment we've got one size. So we've got a size that caters to sort of that medium to large dogs. And that's the gap in the market. You know, it's sort of looking, getting a big enough slow feeder that caters to that medium and large dog segment. We've got a smaller bowl coming out. We've had a lot of people come up to us at trade shows and send us DMs on Instagram going, hey, we love your bowl, but do you have a smaller one? So that's coming out in the first half of next year. In terms of cleaning, so the bowl is made out of recycled plastic. It's dishwasher safe, so you can put that in the dishwasher and not have to worry about it breaking down. And the lick mat pattern is also, the reversible lick mat is also dishwasher safe as well. So that can go into the dishwasher, or you can hand wash them as well. It just depends on how much time you've got.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, I want to share another thing I use the lick mat for. The pet parent of Tilly was afraid to cut her nails. So it's a hard thing cutting dog's nails, especially if it's not yours and you don't know the dog inside and out. But the lick mat with peanut butter was really helpful because Tilly's a dog. She focused on that versus me holding her paw. And it was dew claws that I was trying to cut and cut the nails. So very helpful. That's one of that's another great benefit, you know, of a lick mat. If you have to distract your dog with a treat, because it's not something they're just gulping down or just gnawing. They work at it. It's like they're eating a puzzle.
Yeah, it's welcome distraction for those sorts of situations where you need to clip their nails.
Very helpful.
Yeah, and it's one of the hardest things to do, to get a dog to stand still while you're trying to do all of that.
Yeah, and Tilly has moves and she never stops wiggling. You have a really good warranty too. Can you share that with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the biggest pain points in the category is, you know, there's a lot of, sort of flimsy slow feeders on the market. So, you know, I thought, you know, if we're going to design something, let's let's design something that's durable, that's sturdy, that people can use for a long time. You know, you're not going to go back and buy another slow feeder in the next few weeks. So the 1 year warranty is, you know, if you get the product and it breaks, we'll replace it or we'll give you your money back. It's that simple. And if you look in, you know, in terms of the category that we sit in, you don't have any of those other brands that are offering that. And I guess from our perspective, you know, we'll stand by the quality. We'll stand by the build and, you know, it's built to last. So that 1 year warranty sort of underpins, you know, the promise to our customers.
I love that. Thank you for having that. And it also shows that your product holds up and works. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the warranty, but just in case. So thank you for having that. You have some great stories on your website from, you know, happy customers. You had one from, do you remember the one from Moose? I think it was a large dog, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you share that with us?
So Moose is one of those big dogs that gulps, you know, he's a gulper. They had tried slow feeders in the past that didn't work. And Moose, similar to our dogs, threw up post the meal. So we trialed super feeder with Moose. And that was really cool because it not only gave us a chance to see how Moose would perform, but also gave the dog owners a chance to see super feeding in action. And the results were amazing. You know, the bowl engaged Moose at mealtime. It slowed him down effectively, safely, comfortably, and it didn't frustrate him. And I think from a dog owner, you know, you don't want to frustrate your dog at mealtime. That is the most important thing for them. So for us, it was about making sure that we could tick all those boxes. And ultimately for Moose, you know, it's about happy, healthier mealtimes. It's about better mealtime experiences for Moose. And for the dog owner, it was about, you know, the peace of mind, because, you know, when a dog eats really quick, they just get into all sorts of trouble. So for them, it was about making sure that the daily routine, it was a better experience compared to previous experiences that experienced with Moose.
You know, you brought up something really interesting, because I think one of the deterrents for pet parents and trying or, you know, slow feeders and sticking with them is that they don't want to frustrate their dog. And they don't see it, you know, the gulping as, you know, causing your dog to have digestive issues. But what would you say in your experience and from customer, you know, feedback, how hard is the transition for a dog from regular bowl to a slow feeder as far as in frustration? That's something that people would say, well, you know, my dog won't get to eat, right? And be frustrated. And what would you say to them?
Yeah, I think, you know, and that's a really good question, you know, and just taking our dogs and the experiences that we've had with them in terms of that frustration, you know, our pattern is really simple. It's simple and effective. So, you know, we've had a lot of dogs that don't use a slow feed or haven't traditionally used a slow feeder bowl that would take to the bowl and engage with it. It's challenging, but it's not too challenging that it frustrates them. It's so for us, it's like, well, how do we find that balance? How do we get the balance right? It still needs to be effective, but we can find a balance between slowing them down and frustrating them. We've had a lot of dog owners come back and go, you know, my dog's really picky about food and we're not sure about the slow feeder. And then they use the slow feeder and then it's like, wow, we can see our dog engaging in the slow feeder dog bowl, in your bowl. So, you know, for us, it's kind of like, you know, just making sure that we are addressing the issue of speed eating, but it doesn't have to come with all that frustration. And it's, you know, kind of looking at down the middle and where we can balance out that to make sure that, you know, that they have a really good mealtime experience.
And it's nice that you thought of the dog and then the pet parent. So your product is very dog focused. How are they going to benefit? How are we not going to frustrate them? Lick mat for their dessert time joy. And so really interesting.
If people are looking for an effective slow feeder, you know, if you've got a big dog, a medium to big dog, and you've tried other slow feeders in the past that were ineffective or too complicated, you know, super feeding might be a really good solution for you. From a dog owner perspective, you know, we want to give you that all-in-one solution. People go away with their dogs and they're time poor, so that meal prep element comes in really handy. So essentially, it is more than just the slow feeder in that perspective. And I guess for us, ultimately, you know, it's about making sure that we can create better mealtime experiences for your dog and peace of mind for you. And I think that's the underlying reason why you would buy a slow feeder.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for creating such a wonderful product. Where can people buy their own super feedie?
Yeah, you can find us online. So you can visit superfeedy.com. You can go through and have a look at the range. You could also send us an email at hello@superfeedy.com if you've got any questions on the product.
Ryan, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to check out the Super Feedy if your dog is a gulper, and so many of them are. I was blown away with how much Tilly loved it. It's so versatile and phenomenally durable. So superfeedy.com. Thank you, Tilly, for being my tester. I appreciate it. And I'm glad I was able to aid in your digestion with the Super Feedy. Thanks to the cat crew that basically watched, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. You know, Ryan, maybe a Super Feedy for cats at some point. And thanks, of course, to everybody listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate it so much. We have been on the air 14 years already. Wow, close to 500 shows, which I find that amazing. If you go to Best Bets for Pets on Pet Life Radio, you'll see there's only 300 and something. But I did 2 shows per episode in the beginning for years. So I think 500. So thank you for listening. And of course, thanks to the magic of my producer, Mark Winter, for making me my guests sound great. Remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.